President Trump scraps the North Korea summit, and business says, yeah, it's the Friday edition of the vacation edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks for clicking through. Seasonal food stand work, it's not for kids anymore. Netflix and a new business model for broadcasting, not ratings, but subscribers. We've got some NAFTA news, fired Ford exec now heading up another car company. Those stories and a conversation with Rather Welsh and the dirty job of cleaning garbage cans on Anna Maria Island, but with a major twist on sustainability. Stay with us and click through. The business news is headed your way next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases, whatever's keeping you up, Arion can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Arion helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Arion is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AUREON.com.
RE/MAX Concepts not only understands the real estate market, their highly skilled professionals are always on duty to ensure your home buying or selling experience is positive. The professionals at RE/MAX Concepts offer you ways to beat other home buyers into the home of your dreams through the Home Finder system. Get to what is hot now. Don't wait. Learn more at realestateconcepts.net. Realestateconcepts.net for home buying and selling. Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Hey, and welcome back to the Business News Hour, the vacation edition from Anna Maria Island. You want to hook up with us? You can do that on Twitter. We're at IOB underscore News Hour. That's at IOB underscore News Hour. We do monitor Twitter before, during, and after each broadcast. Also, you want to see some of the videos and some of the other things going on, you can check out our Facebook page. Yeah, we've got one of those. And you want to hook up with me on LinkedIn? Easily done. The name is Michael. Last name is Libby. LIBBIE. Well, let's get into it, shall we? You know, the markets are a fickle thing. When tensions between the U.S. and North Korea were strained, the markets reacted by tanking. Yesterday, President Trump canceled the proposed summit with North Korea, and the markets opened higher. Go figure. In response, North Korea's vice foreign minister said the country still hoped for what they're calling a Trump formula, before adding the Asian state would remain open to resolving long-standing issues with the world's largest economy. That would be us. This helped market sentiment to recover this morning, with European stocks posting solid gains. U.S. stocks finished lower yesterday on the news of the canceled summit in Singapore. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell by 75 points to finish off of 25,000 at 24,811 and change by the closing bell. That was well off a 280-point drop immediately after Trump's statement. Stay tuned. You know, it is Friday, and we've got a weekend ahead. My first job was delivering evening newspapers in a Detroit suburb. By the time I was 15, I had a part-time job at Cape's Ice Cream Parlor. It was a dream job for a kid. All the ice cream and phosphates, now you have to look that one up, all of the ice cream and phosphates a kid could consume. Well, those part-time jobs are not going to kids anymore. Although youth employment in the United States still spikes in the warmer months, the number of teenagers in the summer labor force fell to 43% in 2016. Back in 1978, that number was 72%. So what's going on? Well, there's pressure coming from several directions. School started stretching into summer. the employment laws became more restrictive. Scooping cones or running a coffee bar were no longer considered worthy resume builders. And at the same time, demand for summer workers rose. After 9/11, domestic travel acquired a new appeal. Americans took more vacations. They were shorter, but they took more vacations. You know, with a laptop and a good internet connection, work can be done almost anywhere. So employers began making use of workers from other countries with H-2B visas, which are granted to businesses that have specific kinds of seasonal work. But those visas became more difficult to obtain under the Trump administration, which made changes to the program that it said were meant to protect jobs for Americans. Well, last summer was bad, but people who run seasonal businesses say this summer seems worse. On January 1st, the first day employers could apply, the Federal Department of Labor received over 81,000 applications for just 33,000 summer season visas. So, along with foreign workers, travelers are seeing more seniors waiting tables, scooping ice cream, and greeting customers in seasonal shops. As prices increase and wages and benefits stagnate, somebody has to do the work. And employers are seeing a new mix, older and foreign-born. Welcome to 2018. Back in 2012, Netflix committed to generating new content in addition to its huge library of existing TV shows and movies. Netflix, with a current market cap of more than $145 billion, expects to spend as much as $8 billion on original and licensed content this year and is aiming to release, get this, 700 original movies and TV shows. The company's disruption of the traditional TV business extends to its refusal to release ratings. Netflix's business model is centered around its 125 million subscribers, not advertisers. User base is the company's focus, not viewership. That turns broadcast on its head. And yet, as its volume of original content has rapidly increased, numerous shows have misfired. While Netflix has enjoyed recent success with Stranger Things and 13 Reasons Why, the 2017-2018 year has also featured a litany of failures. But there's a simple reason for that. The more you try, the more failures you experience. But at least they're trying. And that is good advice for any business. Keep spitballing and you'll find the right mixture. But you've got to keep creating. Bloomberg is reporting that Mexico told the United States it can be flexible on automotive wages and content in exchange for President Donald Trump's negotiators to withdraw some of their toughest demands. Reportedly, Mexican negotiators have offered the United States that at least 20% of a car's value would come from higher-paid workers. Mexico's commitment doesn't come without conditions, however. The issue of setting wages through NAFTA was once considered impossible from a Mexican perspective. The nation's private sector opposed it, and it was told for months that salaries weren't part of the NAFTA negotiation. In exchange for the wage commitment, Mexico wants the U.S. to back off its most disruptive other personals proposals, like limits to government contracting opportunities, barriers to seasonal exports of Mexican farm goods, and an automatic termination clause. Stay tuned. Well, who says you can't recreate yourself? A top Ford executive who was fired in February for inappropriate behavior has been hired as president of a Canadian company that custom builds the Ford GT supercar, carrying a low-end price tag of $450,000. Yeah, you heard that right. Raj Nair, former president of Ford North America, is now president and chief operating officer of Markham, Ontario-based Multimatic, the global auto parts supplier, which has annual sales in excess of $1 billion, designed the first side power door for the Tesla Model S, and also builds Ford F-150 suspension components. The firm works with all three Detroit automakers, as well as BMW and Land Rover. But what everybody's talking about is the pricey Ford GT that's made to order, for which demand definitely exceeds supply. The supercar is also coveted among car collectors, including comedian Jay Leno, that Ford requires agreements that illustrate the buyer's commitment to own the car rather than flip it for a great profit. No kidding. They've got that in a clause when you buy the car. In 2017, Ford sold 89 Ford GT supercars. And from January through April of this year, wealthy individuals purchased 50 Ford GTs. No one's going to use the term waiting list, but the high-performance vehicles are not coming off any assembly line right now. Nair, 53, of Ann Arbor, played such a key role in the development of the supercar that he's commonly referred to as the father of the GT. He began his new role at a new company on May 7th. Hey, when we come back, another island story. This time we'll introduce you to Rather Welsh, who, with her husband, owns a unique company that has to do with garbage cans. No, really. And that is coming up next on the Vacation Edition of the Business News Hour.